advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Oh, man.
You all right?
No. I feel like I just sucked Satan's dick. So fucking hot.
There's other consequences with that. It's not just like hot tea.
Can I get impregnated through the mouth?
Maybe.
If it's Satan's, it might be possible.
Oh, my God. It is extremely hot. My tea is extremely hot.
It's that was cold. A good face.
It's cold out here. So I figured I'd get me a tea, hot tea. It's hot. Really hot.
I have Castro notes in front of me. That's not going to work. I moved it.
You're fucked up. You're all fucked up.
You tried to wrong me.
It's no, he took. Change. Yeah, he tried to shrug off the bell like he didn't care. He's like, he knew I was going to do it, and
it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me.
Oh, it did.
I drove around the Garza Circle with my radio on backwards, man. I don't care.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I flipped the light on 4 times. No, I don't have a thing with lights. Let's not talk about it because I don't want to start it. I'm good.
I do have one OCD thing. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show before.
What's that?
When I set an alarm, like to wake up,
mm-hmm.
like I have to, like if I have to get up at 6, I can't set my alarm for 6. It has to be 6:01.
You did mention that before, yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, because why? What's behind that?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Nothing is behind it. And I try to set it for 6 and I can't do it. Like, it drives me crazy until I go back in and change it. Or if it's like, if it's any, like if it's for 6:15, I'm cool with that. If it's 6:18, but if it's like 6:10, it's got to be 6:11. If it's 6:20, it's got to be 6:21. Can't be a zero.
So it has to be an odd number.
Not a numbers thing that I know of.
It just can't be a zero.
Feels like I should have a numbers thing, though.
Well, you don't want to be a zero. Zeros are losers.
That's right.
You don't have any OCDs, Brad?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I have a lot.
Like what?
Let's not talk about them. No, I have to straighten everything.
Oh, I do that shit.
Nothing can be crooked.
Taco Bell sauces, the business cards.
People even business cards.
Yep, that business. Me.
I did see you do
things that are not linear.
I saw you do a little bit of OCD at your son's birthday party.
What?
The light bulbs out back.
Oh, yeah.
Every other light bulb was supposed to be on and then off. And there was a section that wasn't. And it was very subtle. You didn't bring attention to it. No. You didn't stop and say anything. But he was just like fixing all the light bulbs as he was talking.
I could see your social anxiety bleeding through when all the people were inside the house. And when you got outside, you were a totally different person.
It was awful.
I was looking at you like, Dave is so uncomfortable right now. That's crazy.
I don't like it. I don't like parties.
I could just see it. And then we went outside and then you were totally talking to a stranger about video like games parties. And shit.
Right.
Yeah. It was completely different.
As soon as you got one-on-one, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, it was a lot of white people.
I have social anxiety, but somehow I shine. Like, inside I'm dying, and outside I'm a stand-up comedian.
I hate people, but people love me.
Was it all white people?
Did I invite any coloreds?
I think I was the only
one. Just you.
I think I was your Lando.
James, you gotta be used to that.
Well, James is half Mexican, so there's half Mexican.
He counts about as much as Dave, though.
He counts a white less. Party. He counts less than,
My buddy Bob didn't show up. He's Filipino. Bitch.
It's pronounced Filipino, just so you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize he didn't show up, but now, now he's in trouble.
Do you know Filipino's favorite browser? It's Firefox.
Pyrepox.
They fucking love it. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Did you? I think it's the first one I laughed at. Is it Tyler Mott that's doing all those pictures?
Yes. Okay. God, he's so good.
The fucking Gary Coleman peddling the smallpox blankets.
They're labeled smallpox.
Free blankets. He's got the free blankets thing over it.
He had like a Target with an arrow stuck through a Mexican flag.
Yeah. Nothing else mattered, but the Gary Coleman
the sewer pipes. He had the sewer pipes with little shit emojis falling into a trash can. Like the broken sewer pipes. He had red and blue Smurfs all over the place. Did you not see this?
I didn't see this. Yeah. You need to repost them. Do you repost them?
No, it's on Facebook.
Oh, it's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook under comments, just like how Kirby always puts Coleman, which is my son has become obsessed with Gary Coleman.
Nice.
There's some cultural phenomenon behind it.
Does he see familiar pigeons?
Not yet.
Well, I mean, everybody gets obsessed with small black people.
Yeah.
He's still young, though. Okay, so I have a story. It ties in. I have a Yucateco story. And then from the same story, I'll have to be vague about it. Doesn't really matter. But so the plumber came to see what's up, like to fix whatever. Some guy, I never met him before. And he was asking what's going on with all this. And I start telling him about that we drink whiskey and talk about history and this and that.
So is this the same visit?
Different plumber. No.
Different plumber, different visit.
Yeah. Okay. Middle of the day.
It was after the ship parade.
No ship parades.
Okay.
Just walking down here with like a good old boy.
Right.
And he asked me if I was a member of like, not a Clampett, something weird. Like guys who drink whiskey and talk about history. Yeah, it's like a secret club that I almost got invited to, but I didn't know the handshake. Like literally some shit went down. He's like, are you a Clampett? And I was like, I've heard of that. What is it? He's like, oh,
Beverly
well,
Hillbillies?
He kind of switched.
Yeah.
He might not have been Clampett.
What
that's
is it
you're thinking
like,
of? Like, but then he switched gears when I said no, because I said we drink whiskey and talk about history. And he's like, wait, are you a Clampett? And like got like kind of excited. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And then he changed his tune like I wasn't a member. It was weird.
Well, you're
but,
not.
We talked about hot sauce and whatnot. We get through it. And then apparently he's a hot sauce connoisseur. He has a giant collection of hot sauce at his plumbing facilities, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Itself.
Oh, is this the plumber?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so then I walk him over and show him. And all we have left is like Chipotle, black, green, and red. And I want him to have triple X. But then I have my keychain. So I pulled out my keychain. And the building property manager was there too. The older man. Kind of like the Monopoly man or something. Not someone you would cuss in front of and stuff. It's a little more... I don't know, reserved. The plumber takes my keys out of my hand, opens the little bottle of El Yucateco, and just pours a puddle in the middle of his hand, which he's a plumber.
I don't know
how clean that was, but and just licked the triple X off his palm and proceeded to like critique the hot sauce.
Damn.
I was like, whoa, I don't know what to think about this right now. It's kind of dirty. That's kind of gross, but it's kind of gangster. But yeah, he just poured my keychain all
he's
over his
kinda
palm.
Like, he's kind of like it. He's kind of like you in whiskey glasses, like leaving the whiskey. The whiskey cleans the
germs. I drink mine, man. That's you that leaves that.
No, you always say that the whiskey cleans the germs, I disagree.
There's no dirty whiskey.
There was dirty whiskey in my glass.
Yeah.
It had algae.
It was kind of gross looking.
Yeah, that was very
So anyways, he's like, it's smoky. They clearly roasted the habanero. He starts laying it down. And
he's like a beer snob. But then for hot sauce?
So we kind of move on from the hot sauce talk, and he told me he was like smoking jalapenos and a bunch of stuff for some sauce he's making. But then the building management was, we were talking about the basement, and I was asking the plumber if he had ever seen like opium den tunnels or anything, all the rumors of Bakersfield.
Right.
And the building property management told me, he's like, no, but the building right here is haunted. And I was like, you know, I don't believe that. And I told him a story about that there was like one time in 8 years me being here, some shit happened that I couldn't explain. It sounded like someone ran through my shop, stomping as hard as they could from the front to the back.
And I saw something. Mm-hmm.
Brad did see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Though. I'm just going off my experience. And I'm telling him, I don't really believe in that. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, it's a little black man. I fucking swear to God. I swear to God. I'm not making this up.
It's a little
He
black
tells
man.
Me it's a little black man. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like a little black man, like this tall. And I was
I
like,
told you the figure was black that I saw.
You did say that. So I said,
Coleman.
Hey, man. I said, do you know like child star actor Gary Coleman? And he's like, yeah. I was like, so we have this radio show. That's what this is, like a podcast thing, you know, trying to explain to him what a podcast is.
Yeah.
And I said, we blame everything throughout history, no matter what went wrong, on child actor Gary Coleman. And he's like, don't know who Gary Coleman is. I pull out the coffee mug and show him, and he just starts cracking up. He's like, that's crazy. Well, I don't know why I haven't said little black guy. Like, what a weird coincidence. But yeah, he said it's haunted by Gary Coleman. I didn't say shit. He has no idea. There's no way he's heard the podcast.
And we don't have like...
The mugs aren't out.
There's and we don't have Gary Coleman paraphernalia.
No.
Like,
no.
We don't have the Gary Coleman flag.
The mugs are in plastic inside of a box that holds them in a flat. Like, you can't see the mugs. There's no stickers out. There's no image of Gary Coleman anywhere. I couldn't believe he said
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
That's
wow.
He didn't understand why I was so excited, though. It probably came across really weird. Like, yeah, why is he obsessed with Gary Coleman?
That's really
weird.
Why is he stroking my crotch?
I was like, if you knew, man, what you just said.
If you knew, you'd stroke your own crotch.
Crotch? Nice. Dave's tired.
That was tough.
Oh, Dave just came from a meeting.
All right. Hey, someone, Stephen Langston.
Yeah. Who's this?
Right? Someone gave us a gift. They gave us some drinks, and we're...
is this the...
We haven't opened it yet, so we got to see what's in here. I expect something devastating. Last time we got a brown bag, it was King Cobra's. Mm-hmm. So... upside down. It's double bag, man.
Uh-oh.
Stephen double bagged it.
Those are liquor store bags.
That's always safer. Yeah,
that's a liquor store bag.
Fucking Four Locos. Golds.
Gold
what
Four Locos.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, those are gangster.
They look really gangster, though, for sure.
Four.
There's only two. There's only two.
What the
Four
fuck?
Loco Gold.
So.
Well, this is for if you can't decide if you want an energy drink or a beer.
Yeah, it smells just...
Is it an energy drink beer?
Yeah.
It smells like Red Bull.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not
good. Ooh.
I'm just gonna take a hit of yours.
Dude, it tastes like Red Bull for a second, then it tastes like burnt rubber.
Should I just drink that whole thing?
I dare you. Hand it to Brad. I was going for
oof.
That. You just do that one, not open that one. All right, fuck. I don't want to drink it.
Well, it's only... What
it smells like Red Bull and tastes like
burnt tires. Oh, it's 14%?
14?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a ride.
It's going to get rough.
Oof.
All right.
We got rough seas ahead, gentlemen.
We don't expect it from Dave, but me and Brad are doing it, man.
You going to drink yours?
If you do it.
Let's fucking go.
All right. Ugh. I already have such bad anxiety today.
I haven't eaten anything since lunch. Oh, that's horrible.
That's really... I mean, I normally try to like...
Ooh, why does it taste like burnt rubber?
I normally
must be your aftertaste because mine super fruity.
At first, and then there's like bitter awfulness.
It kicks you in the mouth with tires. It's fucking horrible.
I already suck. Maybe it's because I suck Satan's cock earlier.
Maybe.
I looked at that like, I'll drink a tall boy. Let's do it. Oof. And then the second drink, I'm like, I don't know if I can do it.
You've already committed, my friend.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't have enough cookies.
Normally, if we get a gift, I'll try to kind of soft pedal on whether or not it's bad, but that's bad.
The problem is you'd be the one driving me home, sir. We're both going Four Loco.
That's fine.
Is it?
Four Loco.
Dave's going to be too tired.
He beer, energy drink. Yeah.
So if there's anybody placed any orders on the website and they get dated shipping labels today.
Oh, yeah.
check the accuracy.
Which might be everybody. Yeah.
We're doing it.
Actually,
right,
it won't be
this.
Today. It'd be last week. So, I don't even know.
Yeah, not today. It's last week. Right. Yeah.
Whatever.
Time is confusing.
Brent's going to Mexico.
I am going to Mexico.
Yeah.
So. Maybe you'll see
some
ancestors.
Maybe you'll see some pirates.
You might see some pirates.
I am going near the water.
They might kill you. I keep saying, they're like, why are you recording early? And I was like, because Brent might die. Why would he die? And I'm like, cartels.
I have a blonde ass family too. My family is all blonde. Like,
yeah. They're all, it takes eight of them to put in a light bulb at his house.
Mm-hmm.
They stand on each other. It's a fucking, it's a
we're
show.
Like ants?
Yeah. It's actually a freak
There's
show.
There's only four of us and it takes eight somehow.
Yeah.
I have no light bulbs.
I have no idea what's happening.
Me neither. We
should. Just wait until I finish this Four Loco, sir. God.
Yeah. Oh,
that is gnarliness.
It is.
It's really bad.
Who gave us these?
Stephen Langston.
I have no idea who that is.
It's Sid's boy.
Oh.
As much as I don't like them, I still thank you for giving them.
Yeah, always. As always, thank you. This whiskey I don't like too.
So our topic today is modern piracy. I remember, like, you wouldn't think piracy is a thing. Like, you'd kind of think that piracy went away.
People download all kinds of shit all the time.
No. People on boats stealing things with guns.
Oh.
Like
Pirates of the
Caribbean. Matey. Like,
yeah, so this episode is brought to you by the letter R.
Yes.
That type of pirate?
Okay. That type of pirate.
All right.
Yeah.
Bryn's staring at me.
That's so dumb.
Actually, I do have a pirate joke. What? You asked me if I had a pirate joke early.
What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
I don't know.
Nothing. They just waved.
Oh, that's really.
You see what I did there?
All right. So
that's my daughter told me that joke last night. Actually, coincidentally, it worked out.
Pirate walks into a bar.
How?
He gets into the bar and the bartender looks down and notices that there's like a giant wooden, like ship steering wheel, like coming out of his fly, like his zipper's undone. Mm-hmm. And he's got like this giant boat steering wheel coming right out of his crotch. And the bartender says, "Excuse me, Mr. Pirate, did you know that there's a giant steering wheel coming out of your crotch?" And he says, "Aye, it's driving me nuts."
That's pretty good.
I don't think it's called a steering wheel.
Well, I'm sure it's something, but it's akin to a steering wheel. I'm sure it's a nautical
term. This episode's going to be great.
Yeah. So that's my pirate
joke. What's the pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
R?
You'd think so, but 'tis the sea.
God.
Okay. So, I got little third grade jokes and shit.
Unfortunately, the pirates we're talking about don't have those cool pirate accents.
And they don't speak English.
No, for the most part, they don't speak any English.
They're from Somalia.
They're from Somalia or China, actually.
With AK-47s. And apparently Iraq is a new hot spot.
Yeah, there's a lot of hot. That was the thing when I looked into it, and Somalia's really kind of died down. Like, they've really put the smackdown on Somalia. I thought that was still going to be the hotbed, but it's been Somalia's been died down for a while. It's Iraq and it's China.
Dude. The machine guns they have, like, if you search up pictures of them, like, they have fucking heavy machinery.
There's some instances of people of piracy, of someone taking over a ship with canoes.
Yeah,
like, I was like, a canoe?
Oh no, they come on with some bullshit little boats, man. That was the one thing I was surprised at. I was like, oh, there's gonna be like a crew of like 30 dudes on a big ass boat. It's like, nope, it's like six dudes on a small little fucking.
But if they get close enough, they throw a fucking hook up there.
That's
like it. Old school pirate.
That's
tactic.
It. And they get up there, and then you got a couple of guys with machine guns, and everybody does what they fucking say, you know? So I was looking into it. I didn't know how much money pirates cost the economy, but apparently every year somewhere between $13 and $16 billion
is because of rescue operations
pirates
and whatnot.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit.
They steal giant, like, fucking, you know, the big ass ships like at Long Beach. They have the fucking sea trains on them. They're huge.
They'll get onto those.
Merchandise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just merchandise. It's insane.
And the thing is, though, that's not even an accurate number. It's $13 to $16 billion that's reported.
That's reported, yeah.
But they say that most carriers in shipping lanes won't report piracy incidents because there's a financial burden. So as soon as you report piracy, the ship owners have to suddenly pay more insurance rates. The insurance rates can rise by as much as 30% for that ship. So they would rather
Which are already insane.
Yeah. So a lot of times they don't even report it. They just take it as a loss. The investigation that involves piracy often takes months
Shuts
and costs $1,000 a day just for the investigation. So that $13 to $16 billion piracy estimate is what's fully. Just so like you had to lose a shitload in order to report that. But if somebody came on and stole a little bit, you're not going to report it.
I saw the numbers are skewed because captains actually don't report a ton of the instances because of what has to happen for the paperwork and the process of reporting it, the legalities, the cost involved, the time it takes to do all that.
Well, I didn't know it was from the captains.
The captains make the decision to just don't report it.
Well, it's because like normally like a ransom. So like they capture a ship and they'll ask for a ransom, like for the captain back, and which we'll talk about one instance
or the
later.
Because they have a bunch of money.
So like, a lot of times they'll just take the people's, like the crew's,
your iPod, your watch,
any laptops and shit like that, that they can get rid of because
and those
they don't
are
have,
never going
to
get reported.
They don't have access to a big market where they can, you know, sell off all the Walmart.
But there's literally gangster pirates that take like the whole container ships and get the cargo,
but those have funding. Crew. Yeah. They have funding.
Yeah. They take the whole ship to a port that's like sympathetic to their cause, change the name of the ship, re-register the ship and create a ghost ship, offload their cargo, sell all the TVs and stuff on the black market, and then take the ship out to attack another ship.
Yeah.
I could not believe that's so crazy.
And they took that ship in a canoe.
Yeah,
exactly.
They traded
and
us.
But the thing is, though, in order to do that, like, that's one of the things that people are always looking at is the infrastructure to pull that off isn't just a random group of broke Somalis who stole a boat. No. They have to either be in bed with a major organized crime racket or they have to be in bed with the government itself. Yep. Like, that's always the case.
And it's gone back and forth. Like, either they are in bed with a crime organizations, or you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Or the government. So the other thing was, though, that I was going to say was that normally, like a ransom, so like they capture a crew,
right,
and they want a ransom.
Yes.
So instead of reporting it, the company will just pay the ransom.
Pay the ransom.
Because it's cheaper than actually reporting it. So yeah, which is like around 120,000 is
that was the average. Yeah, because I was wondering, like, what exactly do they steal? So I that was definitely what I wanted to look into. Yeah, one of the biggest rackets is ransom. Which has made some people, some owners now, because of the surge in piracy, they'll hire ex-special forces people to, like, get on the ships in dangerous waters. Because if you have, like, two ex-Navy SEALs on your big-ass boat, you're no longer worried about six Somali pirates because they're going to whoop their ass.
What's the deal with them only allowed to have water cannons and shit just because of the insurance policies or something?
Probably, but I don't think that's the case anymore because
they pay escorts, too. Yeah. So, you know, they have like $1,000 escorts. Yeah.
Like Vegas. Yeah.
But so they
fuck for cornbread.
A lot of times they hit cargo ships, they'll hit fishing vessels and steal all of the fish or crabs that they stole and just fucking sell the fish.
This shit tastes so fucking bad.
Dude, it's horrible. I don't know how you guys
are
still drinking.
It's like tires on fire.
Dude,
why does it taste like plastic?
I don't know.
It can't be good for you.
No.
Keep going, Dave. You're going to have to power through.
Recently, they've started to do more looks at cruise ships. They'll attack cruise ships because if they can get on and
that's
just take
them. How the fuck do they get up there?
They fucking start fighting.
Like three stories tall?
No, there was one that I was watching. What was the name of the ship?
No, they're a lot bigger than three stories
No, they're
tall.
Fucking tall as hell. There was one that was called the Seabourn Spirit, and they didn't end up finally being able to board, but this is like part of it. This was in November of 2005. It was a cruise from Alexandria, Egypt to Mombasa, Kenya, and three boats, and there's photos of the boats, and they're little-ass fucking boats. They each had five people in them, and they would have been a stretch to put seven.
Right.
Like, they were small fucking boats going up against this massive cruise ship. But they came up and they said for 2 hours, they said they just had endless ammunition. For 2 hours, they were firing machine guns and RPGs at the ship.
RPGs. And
the captain got everyone on board into the ballroom, which was the center of the ship. And they just kept going and they just kept going and they just kept going. And I don't know why it took so long. I guess they were afraid of getting their asses shot off. But they had an LRAD system, which is like a massive sound gun.
Yeah.
And they ended up finally going up on
it's
deck.
It's like the North Korean LRAD system.
They have a crazy sound gun and they started beaming the sound gun at these pirates and the pirates all took off. And there's all these like photos of the ship and it's just riddled with fucking bullet holes and all the, and then they stopped at the next port. They gave everybody like an extra 2 days of leave and paid for their hotels. And by the time they got back on the ship, all the holes were patched. Everything was good. And they
what
just kind
the
of,
fuck?
But they'll do it. Cause if they keep shooting and a captain decides to stop, they'll board.
Yeah.
They'll fucking take a bunch of jewelry, a bunch of cash, grab a
everybody's
couple of rich
shit.
People,
yeah.
jump back in the boat, take them for ransom. And they're not trying to take the cruise ship. They just want to fill their pockets full of shit and peace out. Grab some laptops, get some diamond rings.
I want to experience an LRAD for a second. Those dudes have machine guns. They aim sound at them and they went away.
They'll make you throw up and shit.
That's what,
really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it says that they'll take anchored ships. So like if you're anchored down, if you've stopped, that's when they can get on. Like you just said. So
it said 72% of all piracy that happens right now is on anchored ships. Like once it's just docked up, you know, it's like we just got all of our cargo on here and we haven't even left and the pirates just fucking storm it, steal a bunch of shit. Peace
I read
out.
Some cases do happen 400 nautical miles out to sea though, because they have like mother ships where they get gas and food and whatnot and they take off and refuel ammunition.
Right.
And they're way the fuck out there hiding, waiting. And they have all the radios. They have all the technology on the big ship. They're watching you fucking blip up.
And they always crazy though. Like, you know, the pirates are out there. You know, the avenues they're going to take.
Right.
Why do you not have weapons on the boat?
That's what we're
saying. Well, when these six of them motherfuckers jump on the boat, just fucking whack them.
Some of them are starting to now. But it might be an insurance thing. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Fuck it.
I'm sure. And the other thing is, like, the ships, aside from ransom, aside from the goods, most ships, especially cargo ships or like mid-sized ships, they carry a ton of cash because you need cash to pay docking fees. Like when you end up like payroll for your people and fees in the port, you need cash. So you've got a ton of cash on hand. We're out fishing. We're doing whatever. When we get to port, we have to pay everybody for the last 3 weeks of sailing.
Right.
So they have money on shore leave and whatever. So they've got a safe full of fucking cash. And if the pirates grab that safe, they've got a ton of cash. So, I mean, it's a pretty crazy scenario. And like a lot of it used to happen. Like the main place was what they call the Gulf of Aden, which was where the Somalia incident is. And they're at the worst, they had a 600-mile no sail zone that the international community recommended to stay away from the Somalia coast.
That's so far.
600 miles away. And you would see people that are sailing from the nation just north of Somalia to the one just south of Somalia. And instead of doing a straight line, they had to curve 600 fucking miles out and come back or risk getting jacked up, right? But the other one that's become much more popular is the Strait of Malacca, which is where trade goes for China. And apparently it's getting to be like it is the current hotspot in the world is the areas near China, like between the Philippines and China, between Japan and China. And apparently the security experts in the world say that the Chinese government often backs the pirates. And the goal is, if it's a country that China is against or isn't friendly with, they're like, fuck it, raid those ships. So they support the
like
pirates.
All the U.S. ships.
Which is what, I mean, it's what old school piracy used to do as well. Like if Spain was at war with England, they would pay.
Though, right? They're called like, it's like buccaneers or there's another word for those
term.
Guys.
I forget that. Yeah, it's a different term, but they would pay ships to like, you know, as long as you only sack our enemy, you're cool with us. You can come into our ports. You can do whatever.
Yeah, we'll help you get rid of your shit.
Exactly.
We'll
buy your shit. So apparently China is doing the same thing.
The other thing was that it said that they used like even like the old school pirate methods. So like they would use grappling hooks and shit to throw across and hook up to the ship and then have a dude climb across the fucking rope to the ship. Yeah. Like old school status.
Yeah, just fucking board it. Yeah. Yeah. But meanwhile, and you'd think, oh, just cut the rope. It's like not if they're firing fucking AK-47s like right around the rope, you're not gonna. Yeah. But yeah, so a lot of pirates end up getting like, even if they do get captured, they get let off because it's almost impossible to figure out what their country of origin is. They didn't break a law of any, because it's piracy. It's out at sea. They didn't break any actual law. Like you didn't break this country's law.
Nobody, you're not in a country technically.
Right. So a lot of times, even if they are captured, whatever country captures them is just like, fuck it, let them go. Like nothing we can do to them. Wow. And they just get let go.
If you're operating under like government authority.
We're in the wrong.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
If you're operating under government authority, like unofficially, like during wartime, they're like paid mercenary status for the pirates, like letter of marque. They're called privateers.
Privateers. That's right. Yep. Yep. So
yeah, but that's not wartimes. Like in China.
Yeah. Right. But that's not wartime. A lot of intelligence suggests that they do that. And the other thing that I saw was interesting about the way this worked, because I started to get into how are these organizations set up, and a lot of them, since London tends to be the hub of international shipping and that's what controls most maritime insurance and what's going on, they have records that whether it's sailing out of London or not, they have records that such and such ship is going to leave Mozambique and sail over to here and this is their entire cargo manifest because we're insuring it.
Right.
And the pirate organizations pay people who work at those places to give them phone calls and say, hey, this ship has this crew complement, no security, and this is their cargo. And then the pirates are like, well, fucking cool. So in 3 weeks, they're going to be over here. That gives us plenty of time to get ready.
That's like some Italian job movie shit where someone sold the inside info and they have the whole plan, the blueprints.
They've got everything. They've got down to the man that's of crazy. Who's working there. So it's like, even if they do, if that's what's happening, it's like, yeah, this ship has 3 Navy SEALs on it. Fuck that. Like
they shot those other guys. I remember that one.
We'll go to another ship that's got fucking nothing on it.
So you also have the what are they? The eco pirates that like throw fucking like dog shit at the boats, like that are like whaling and stuff.
Rancid butter. They'll throw rancid butter. They'll do that. They'll play crazy music. They'll do all sorts of shit. I mean, they even go so far as to sink ships. You know, they'll like rancid some of them are fucking hard. Thing.
There was a, what was butter? That show with the boat that would go out and
that's
like
the whaling one.
Yeah. They would try no, but it was they would the throw show, shit at the whalers, like, and
whale hit them with hoses.
Whale Wars.
Was it?
That's the ship that's the Greenpeace ship, right?
Yeah.
And they would go out and they try to stop whalers and hit them with fire hoses and all that fucking shit. Yeah.
Blow the guys off the side and shit with the fire hose.
I watched that for a while.
Yeah.
No, it was actually pretty entertaining.
It was, yeah.
It's kind of like bounty hunting or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so there is I would recommend anyone check it out because I thought this was like super fucking interesting. There's a website which is, HTTPS /ICC.CCS.org. And it's at the top, there's a button that just says maritime piracy. And when you click on it, it gives you all this stuff, a live piracy report. So you can look at every formal piracy report. Like I think the last one when I looked was just like maybe 4 days old, but every single global piracy report is filed.
I was trying to find
there.
That the links were kept breaking on all the sites, so maybe they changed something.
Yeah, I think they, because a lot of sites were pointing to this site, but the whatever links they were pointing to didn't work, so I think that site, the ICC
you,
site.
You type /. You
black slash.
That's right.
It's HTTP
that was
colon
a
/.
Dave said /.
But
whatever,
yeah,
whatever Dave said.
ICC.CCS.org. But they have a piracy map, and they've got different colors on the map. Attempted attack, boarded, fired upon, hijacked, and suspicious vessel. And it's just like a live time. And you look at it, and I was like, oh, and I looked at Somalia, and I was like, oh, that's bullshit. There's like four things over there. Like, there's been nothing. And because the whole world map wasn't up. And I was like, oh, let me expand the map. That shit looks so nasty.
Brad drank, I have to drink. It's really bad.
It's fucking so bad.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I have a buzz.
It's getting
and I'm
warmer.
Getting, it's getting yeah. worse. No, it's not warm. It's just.
Try it again, Dave.
No. Nope.
Once you go /, you never go /.
I'm good, dude.
Come on, man.
I'm good. But when you expand the map and look, like as soon as I expanded it and saw China, it was just fucking crazy.
Is it not getting worse?
Why is it taste like Red Bull?
In Why do you fucking, keep drinking it?
Because Brad drink. I have to.
Yeah, no, you don't.
It's like a machismo thing. We have to fucking do it. What the do it? My shit started to change too. Fool. I don't know why.
But the actual
it got somehow you. For
it
local.
Got you, eh? But yeah, the hijack button is all over in China, which means they're not just trying it; they're flat out fucking stealing ships. But it's a really interesting thing. But yeah, the thing
if
that really
you just
tripped
think
me
of
out
the ships as Dave and the other ships as Walmart.
Yeah,
like it's okay.
Really, they're liberating because they were going to Walmart. They're
liberating
anyway, right?
corporations.
Those TVs were headed to Walmart, Dave.
They're killing people and doing bad shit.
No, they're not.
But the other thing is, so what happens is the structure, like when you look at different countries where there's a lot of piracy, first off, it's going to be countries where there isn't a Coast Guard, there's no big Navy, so it's really easy to do it. And there's a major shipping lane.
Lack of centralized lane. Government,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Poverty.
Yep.
Yeah,
They don't have any sort of security or...
And there's only
Overwatch.
A handful of shipping lanes. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, same thing with cruises. Like, anyone who's gone on a cruise, odds are you could see, like, two other cruise ships near your cruise ship.
Right.
Because they all sail
together.
Right next to each other. And it's the same thing with
it's
cargo
weird to think
ships.
There's shipping lanes, right? Like, that wide-ass ocean, there's fucking... There's a highway there. You're supposed to be right here in this line.
It's just like the sky.
It makes more sense. It's like if something goes wrong with your ship, you know there's another ship up behind you in a couple of hours. Like you're not just dead out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's probably also currents, like all kinds of shit.
I have like I do not have a fear of flying at all, but boats, man. Like I watched this movie when I was young. I don't remember the name of it, but it was
Titanic.
No, it was a cruise ship that capsized. Not the Titanic though. And it was just a horror show, as Dave says.
And oh, it must have been. God, I can't.
It's like one guy survived or two people survived and the whole boat was tipped and they were on the bottom of the boat, like outside of the water at the end of the movie. Everybody else died.
You know what scares me is the fact
the Poseidon
was it? Maybe. Oh, man. But that always freaked me out.
Yeah, that's bad. No, I remember that movie and just watching like them drown one by one and fucking.
Yeah. And the whole boat was upside down and there was like air trapped inside of it and they ended up getting out. But
I'd be worse scared to be like beside a boat than I am to be on a boat. It's something to do with the fact that I can envision
the size of it.
that there's more under the water that I can't see. There's something weird about it. Like, we went and saw the Queen Mary, and that scared me to think about what's below the water. That much of the boat, I could never be underwater.
Did you look at the propeller? Did you see the room with the propeller in it? Uh-uh. Where you could see down?
No, fuck no.
Yeah, because we went to the haunted, you know, the haunted thing at Queen Mary.
Uh-huh. I was little. I don't remember.
Yeah, but you go through a room. And I was like looking at the boat and I was like, what is that off the side of the boat? Is that like a stabilizer or something? Right. That's really weird. It was like this fucking room that came out off the side of the boat. It looked like a fucking fin. Well, you go in the boat and walk around. You go through this room and you can see the propeller in the water. Pretty cool. Wow. Pretty legit. Like the propeller is huge. It is insane.
Yeah. Queen Mary's a trip. I was just there this
summer. It's scary. The fucking pool in there where the little girl died. Yeah. Oh my God. Yep. Trippy.
So the pirate organizations, I was looking and it said that what happens in these countries is somewhere between 3 and 5 people will get together and they will finance the piracy. So like they create an organization and they pay money for the weapons, for a boat, for gas, for food, for all this stuff, because they're probably going to be out there for days, and they put the money up and then they get anywhere between 30% and 75% of the final booty or ransom or whatever. So they put the money up for the pirates and then they hire a bunch of fucking hungry, desperate motherfuckers to get on the ship.
Yeah. Do we blame the actual pirates, the guys that go on the ship, because they're hungry? Like the Somalians, they have no food.
No, they got nothing.
They have work. They got
fucking nothing.
All they have is to go out and fucking take a ship.
Right. So the financiers get their money, and then generally the pirates end up getting about $30,000 for a run. Like if they get like a huge haul,
which is pretty good.
And then
for having nothing,
but the rest of the money goes to the people who run the thing.
Right.
And then they launder the money through Somalia, Djibouti.
What do you mean? That's the name of the place?
Djibouti? Yes.
Djibouti. Kenya and the United Arab Emirates, and they do all this stuff.
We probably have some really funny names here, though, that means some fun, like that means Djibouti. They're like Texas.
Yeah,
like Texas. Arkansas.
No, like one of our friends is Japanese, and he said that tacos means octopus or something in Japanese.
Huh? Yes, it does. Taco.
That's
does.
Yeah, tacos. So everywhere he looks around, it's like, oh, octopus bell.
Taco does.
Yeah, like, oh, street octopus.
Yeah.
There's weird shit.
At the height of piracy in Somalia, there was a pirate stock exchange, and investors would pay money and contribute weapons and all sorts of stuff. And they would basically be betting on whether or not this pirate raid was going to be effective.
Wow.
And it's like, and they would also invest. They would either bet or they would invest. So it was a
fucking game?
So they would, well, no, it was also a stock exchange, like an investment. So it was like, oh, these guys put this ship together and they've done,
put money,
what's
in
your
on
portfolio?
It.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, we've made this much money. We've robbed this many people. And they're like, well, fuck it. I'll give you guys 6 AK-47s.
Black market
and
Wall Street.
An extra 100 gallons of fuel, and you guys will owe me 5% of your take. And they're like, fucking done.
That's invested.
It was fucking legit.
Dude, that's a legit game.
Yeah.
Like you vest in on certain piracy.
It's weird
things.
There's an economy in anything. Like even video games, like EverQuest and shit. People start selling accounts. You know what I mean? It's just weird how economies pop
economy
up. If there's
up.
A commodity of some sort, it will create an economy.
It's supply and demand.
I mean,
if there's a demand for it, there's a way to create a supply.
And when you talk about the fact that the Somalians had nothing else going, there was a book written by Martin Murphy called Somalia, the New Barbary. And there was a quote in it that said, and it was, there was an interviewing an official in Somalia, and he said, quote, the district, the area that the pirates are in, get a percentage of every ransom from ships that have been released. And that goes on public infrastructure, including our hospitals and public schools. So the pirates themselves were doing this raid and then giving a percentage of their money to the community they lived in to build roads, to fund hospitals, to pay for schools.
Jesus Christ.
Because there was nothing else paying for this stuff. So it's like, fuck.
You can't get mad at those guys.
I know. It's like,
you can't fucking get mad at them for that. Know?
Especially the eco
ones.
They
have nothing else.
They're just throwing rancid butter.
Nah, fuck those guys.
Have you smelled rancid butter?
Yeah, it probably smells horrible.
I put it on my toast one time, and I was like, why does my toast?
It's like Vegemite. Imagine Vegemite. I thought we were getting Vegemite.
We got Marmite. Someone told us that the Marmite is not the same as Vegemite, that it's sweeter than, it's like a sweet Vegemite.
It's like honey flavored Vegemite.
Once you open that, do you have to refrigerate it?
Well, remember Jacqueline Allen told us that that's a lie.
We could make our English fans real happy and just eat that shit with like a fucking pen or something right now. Do it with my pocket knife.
I'm looking at it.
We already got the Four Loko. Let's just fucking go for it.
I'm like 3/4 of the way done with the Four Loko.
How are you doing really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, I'm like 3/4 of the way full.
You're taking baby drinks over there.
I was.
I don't know how you cannot take baby drinks of it.
It's so bad. You just have to, because like, if I take big gulps of it, that's less that I have to taste.
You want
to
open that Marmite?
Oh, man.
I'll do it with my pocket knife. Oh, shit. He opened it. Oh, God. Oh, man. My mouth's bigger than my fucking actions over here.
He just wrenched. Let me see it. Yeah. This is after drinking fucking Loko. Ooh. Fucking. Ugh.
That's worse than the hippie fucking piss or whatever I called it. This shit tastes like hippie.
Fuck.
That looks bad. Let me smell it. Mm-mm. Let me smell it.
You want to
let
me smell it? I am not tasting that. No, I'm not tasting it. Mm-mm. No. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, United Kingdom.
I don't think it smells that bad, honestly.
Oh my God.
It smells like vitamins, like bird vitamins, because I worked at a pet store.
I don't think it smells that bad.
You guys, oh man, we have different taste buds. That's for sure.
We need to do it on toast. I'm not doing it unless we do it proper.
No. You said it don't smell that bad. You might as well just take it.
No, but I also said the first time we talked about it and 5 minutes ago that I'm only eating it if we put it on toast.
Just take, go ahead, Brad.
Here. That was my knife. Just so you guys can hear it. Let's see. A little dip. Ooh, it's like way more gelatinous.
I told you it's like honey. It is like honey.
It looks very like much like honey.
You know what's in the Marmite though? Marmite? Is it like mermaid blood?
I'm not reading it. I'm just licking it. All right.
Well, I know for Dave though. It probably doesn't taste as bad. Oh, ooh, I don't like the face.
Oh.
So it tastes worse than it smells.
It tastes like the souls of 1,000 Centrums.
That's probably your best joke ever.
I gotta finish
the souls of 1,000 Centrum Silvers.
If you don't know what Centrum is, that's a popular vitamin. Yeah, that's what it tastes like. It tastes like health food store smells.
Here, give it to me. God damn it.
I licked all of it. Now I figured I'd do something else.
Yeah.
I got no way to clean
it. I'm just going
to
finger it. Oh, no, that's a lot.
I'm telling you, it just tastes like crazy, like vitamin store.
God damn it.
It tastes like a vitamin store smells.
Here. Ooh, yeah. It tastes like you're eating a multivitamin
or something. That's the best thing I can compare it to.
Oh, God.
That's who gave it to us? Maximus Bulgimus.
Why would you eat that?
Dave was a vegan.
Super salty.
He's on another level of taste.
Tastes like
though.
Satan's cum.
Satan's cum. You're in the devil.
I don't know. That tea was really hot.
I'm sticking with the souls of 1,000 Centrums.
Oh, I'm not crazy about it, but I guess it wouldn't be that bad.
Come on, Dave. Right.
Now that we have the ability to make like one shirt, like I'm going to heat press a fucking Marmite thing and it's just going to say the soul of 1,000 Centrums Marmite.
Yes. Nobody's going to get it.
I'll walk around happy.
Oh, God. I don't understand why people eat that shit.
I also want days of the week.
Like, how do you go from that and having beautiful chocolate?
It's like salt and vinegar chips. I used to think that was crazy when I was little. And then some point I got older and I was like, yeah, that was pretty good with a sandwich.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's good with a sandwich. It tastes like sour socks and it's crunchy. So
I drink a Red Bull before I got here. Now I'm drinking a Four Locos and I have a tea and a fucking Marmite.
Mermite.
Mermaid.
I had oatmeal raisin cookie.
Is it Marmite or Mermite?
Marmite.
Marmite.
Oops.
Oh, ring the crazy bell.
Crank the bell.
All right.
So
continue on.
Sorry. The other thing about pirates, before we get into any specific piracy examples, is that the other thing that I found interesting about the whole thing is it's this crazy structured deal. And since we have financiers who would pay for this pirate raid, they tend to end up having pirates who live in this constant state of debt. In order to unless they get a big haul, if they get a big haul and are one of those ones that gets $30,000,
because if you're just shit.
If you're like stealing like the fishing haul of a small fishing boat, you didn't get that much money off of it. But the fact of the matter is,
so if you're a shitty pirate, you're in
if
debt.
You're on a small crew or whatever, you just don't get because you can't afford your gun, you can't afford your ammo, you can't afford the percentage of gas that the ship's getting. Like all of it, you're in debt before you get on the boat. You get on the boat and you owe the financiers
at
X dollars.
At this point, don't you get a sailboat? Like, if you can't afford the fuel?
No, because then you can't catch up with anything else.
I don't know. Like, I've seen some fast sailboats,
I guess so. But yeah, the pirates get on the ship in debt. And unless they're successful at their piracy, they don't pay off the debt and start ending up making money. And apparently a lot of them.
It's like any other business.
Yeah. They do a drug called COT, which is QAT.
Seasickness.
Yeah, it's for seasickness, but it's also got like amphetamine property. So it keeps you like amped up Jesus. And whatever. So I was wondering about that
because it said that it was for seasickness.
It's for seasickness, but it amps you up and it combats seasickness. But again, they can't afford that drug. Yeah. They get seasick. They have to get that drug. They charge an arm and a leg because you're on the fucking boat and then you're in more debt. So
yeah.
It's crazy. There's a fucking pirate stock market, investors that are paying for it, governments and all this shit that are on the back end laundering it and selling everything. Yeah. That's especially if it's a huge haul. If you have a cargo ship,
yeah,
like, that's a shit. Massive yeah. operation to shit. Fucking yeah. unload that.
So I'm wondering, because a lot of the stuff I looked up was 2005, 2008.
That was when it was at its peak.
Yeah. So yeah. What's the, I don't know if you saw anything like newer. Has it kind of died down or is it just not in the news? Like nobody gives a shit about it.
From what I saw, it died down significantly in those areas. It died down in Somalia.
Yeah.
It died down in the Panama Canal, which it was really big, especially off Brazil because they don't have a coast guard.
Yeah. I knew Brazil was kind of crazy. Yeah.
But then it's gotten a lot bigger in China. Like that
so
area.
So between Iraq and I know Iraq was bigger.
Yeah, that whole area, like everything going from the Red Sea into the Indian Ocean, that was a really big spot. Okay. But now I think that's died down a lot. And then a lot of the worst of it looks like it happens in China now. And did you guys look into the big famous case, the Maersk Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the one that pops up. I've never seen the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
I watched a documentary.
I'm curious to see the movie now just because Tom Hanks is dope and I'm curious to see what he does.
Well, and Brent was saying that it's fucking the crew suing the movie or something?
Yeah. I don't know if we want to hear Dave's spit it and then we'll
okay, I'll break down what happened. So this happened in April of 2009 and I think this is what made modern day piracy sort of hit the media. Because I don't think anybody really thought about it that much at this point. So,
oh shit!
This ship.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before you go, I just looked up piracy events in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very much alive and
active. Is it?
Oh yeah. Fuck.
No, it's
Haiti, Venezuela. It's all over the place.
No, it's a big deal, especially in poorer countries.
And yeah,
countries
it's all around countries with a bad economy,
which
makes sense.
And they have they need the money because there's nothing else to do if you're a pirate. And B, the country doesn't have the money to combat piracy off seas. They don't have a navy.
And these are the only ones that are reported.
Mm-hmm.
So
and there's a shit ton that isn't reported.
So
the Maersk Alabama was the most popular one, and this was sailing past. They were on their way from Oman to Mombasa, and they were stopping in Djibouti. There were 23 people on the crew. They had 17,000 metric tons of cargo. So it was a prime. I mean, it's a big ass shipping. I mean, it carries shipping containers, the whole thing. So they were sailing by Somalia and they were apparently about 240 miles off the coast of Somalia.
Yeah.
So again, that's a fucking clip. Like they weren't, you know what I mean? Like that to me, that seems like a pretty far away, you know, anyway. And when I heard about this story, I thought it was like some big ass fucking ship with a ton of pirates invaded it. Nope. Mm. It was a little fucking white dinghy with four pirates in it that fucking came up on the ship and got on board.
I think that portion of the movie was fairly accurate as far as.
Yeah. And that's what most of them are. They're not like big, like you picture like a pirate ship with all these fucking people. Nope. It's always just a small boat with a couple of guys with guns.
Relentless though and terrifying. Yeah, like the way it was depicted, they just don't quit.
Right. They don't quit. They'll go for hours and hours. They'll break you down until you finally give up or whatever.
They're on fucking meth.
Yeah, they're all hyped up on meth. Yeah,
yeah. Everybody else is fucking like wore out. And
that's true.
And Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, on April 7th of 2009, the crew of the ship of the Maersk Alabama got anti-piracy training from Union training schools, and they had drills for piracy the day before they got attacked. So on
this
April 7th,
like a false flag.
Exactly. That's what I wrote down because we always talk about.
Well, what are the odds of that? Well, apparently that's what happened here. So they had just
gotten. This sounds like a false flag event. This is 9/11 all over.
But again,
over
at the
again.
Same time, if you know tomorrow you're sailing past Somalia,
yeah.
your insurance company is like, before you leave port, we're doing some anti-piracy training. You
Which know, makes
so,
sense.
Yeah. So it was all done by the insurance company.
That's actually smart.
Yes.
On the insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly. So they did it. They have a they had like some kind of a safe room in the center of the ship that was yeah. hard to break into.
Which I don't understand about the safe room is that they didn't have oxygen in the safe room.
Well, the safe room was also like 130 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
it was 125 degrees and they didn't have oxygen.
Well, from what I read, the safe room wasn't complete. Like they, the safe part was done,
yeah.
but they didn't have a bathroom.
No,
they didn't have.
I would say if you're going, if you can't breathe, it's not safe.
Right, right. So on April 8th, four pirates in a ship called the FV Winfar 161 attacked the ship. They all ranged from 16 to 19 years old, just hungry, desperate Somali pirates in a small ship. And they come up on the Maersk Alabama.
I'm upset they didn't have hats and shit.
I know.
Like it was yeah. just
what?
No eye
like
patches.
Hats and shit. Fucking, no, like, fuck nothing.
There that only happened during the golden years of the pirates.
There wasn't I one fucking parrot on his shoulder.
I say we get a pirate
was just
boat.
They would take them as tropical birds.
Whatever.
Sell,
so. I say we get a pirate boat and do it right.
Whatever. Yeah,
we cut off our legs.
Right. Yeah.
We got to cut off a leg.
Fuck yeah.
Somebody right just wait for that to happen.
You can cut your knee off right above your knee.
Yeah.
And you'll
feel
set.
Better.
Yeah.
It's been pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to cut both my legs off and get like Petraeus, like Olympic gold record legs.
You'd be like the black,
yeah.
black Captain Dan.
Fuck yeah.
You just need to grow a mullet.
I'm going to get some fucking Petraeus fucking yeah. super legs, some bionic shit. Let me just jump to the other
super
boat.
Legs.
Fuck yeah.
You get those fucking the ones that dude ran with in the Olympics.
Petraeus,
and
that's
then
what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then you'd kill your girlfriend.
Well, I'm a pirate. At that point, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Did he kill his girlfriend?
Yeah, yes. his wife.
I think a
whatever.
Mullet
yeah.
might be the
yeah, one. Dave, yes.
Yes.
Dave, you know too much about that guy.
Yeah.
And I think you might only
well,
be able to grow
you don't
a
think I'm
he's a good looking man.
You don't think I'm interested in the first cyborg to ever run in the Olympics?
That was okay. They're like, no, he doesn't have an advantage.
Yeah.
Spring loaded fucking legs.
Two spring loaded yeah. cyber
fuck
legs.
Out of here. Like, he was the slowest guy in his class until he got his legs chopped off.
Yeah, it was fucking I was very interested in
they that. Used to kick him over in his wheelchair and shit.
And then he got cyber legs.
Yep, cyber legs.
So they board the ship.
He loved Cyber Monday.
He did. And this was the first time that a ship registered in America flying an American flag was captured by pirates since 1951. So they broke the streak. So good job for Somali pirates. So they sound the pirate alarm, which I'm not sure what that sounds like, but there's a distinct pirate
pirates.
Alarm.
Pirates.
That probably is yeah. the alarm. That'd be effective.
That'd be my pirate alarm.
It'd be effective.
Then you would know pirates are
right.
I wanted
effective.
To have something really good.
That's like the lunch time. Alarm. Lunch.
Like, because then you'd be like, what's that alarm?
Yeah.
I still want to hear the murder alarm. In the theater alarm.
What?
On yeah. The fire. That one witness saw. And then start saying, murder in the theater, murder in the theater. And I was like, they got an alarm to say, murder in the theater? I was like, well, that's a fake witness. They don't have an alarm in the theater yeah. that says murder in the
yeah,
theater.
Yeah, because I don't even think they have intercoms.
Yeah.
Maybe they have yeah. some cool, like Stephen Hawking thing. They just type it in there.
Murder yeah. in the theater.
Yeah, they just
no,
type
I think
it
they,
in.
I've been in a theater that got
Abe Lincoln,
evacuated.
Abe Lincoln
a voice
would
came on and just yeah. said to evacuate the theater. And it
Abe,
was like a
Abe Lincoln would
that
still
was just
the
popcorn girl that was aspiring to be an actress and she took advantage of the situation.
Maybe so.
Yeah, she was like, please exit the building now. There's been a murder in the theater.
Please turn off your cell phone.
Stay calm yeah. and head towards the exits.
It'd be please turn back on your cell phone.
Yeah. You are free to turn yeah. on your cell
call
phone.
Call 911 if you still have reception. If you're
yeah.
bleeding,
yeah.
just keep still.
If you were headshotted, ambulance is on the way.
If you've been hit in the torso, press 2.
If you see tear gas, note the direction.
What represents the letter T? 9 or something?
Yeah, I don't know. So they sound the pirate alarm, and at this point,
pirate.
This bad motherfucker named Chief Engineer Mike Perry, who just like fucks all the pirates.
I don't know if he's a pirate.
I don't know, man. He
got captured.
But he got 14 members of the crew into the safe room. He ended up having some crazy,
oh, he was the engine. He was
the engineer.
He's the one that stabbed the dude in the neck. Okay,
he fucking,
that
like,
guy was,
he ended up like luring one of the pirates into the safe room and then fucking tried to slit his throat and ended up cutting the guy's hand.
No, he was smart.
Yeah.
He was smart. So it was,
but
he
brought a knife to a gunfight and won.
Well, no, because what was the other guy's name? AMPM or something. The guy that led the other guy in there that said, like, I am Muslim. Like, they're not going to come out if you bring a gun. So,
I didn't hear this part.
Yeah, so he tells them, he's up there with them, and he goes, hey, I can get the other guys to come out. I'm Muslim. I'm with you. But if you take a gun down there, they're not going to want to come out. So leave your weapons up here. We'll go down, and we'll get them. So the guy's like, okay. So he leaves the weapon up there. He leaves his AK-47 or whatever he had, goes down into the tunnels, and that the engineer guy was like, yeah, Perry, he was waiting for him, and he set up a path to where he knew he could get him around a 90-degree angle, lead him around a 90-degree turn, and fucking got that guy to come and fucking stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah.
And knew what he was doing. He didn't kill him. He's like, I stabbed him in the neck, and I knew if I just slice my knife this way, he's dead. I'm going to cut his jugular. But I didn't. He kept him alive because he needed him as a bargaining. Because
he needed him as a bargaining.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, this fool's
everything. Perry was a fucking pimp. Like, legit. That guy was the hero of the
show. He saved everybody, pretty much. Yeah.
And they had a really small part in the movie, but they said that part was depicted accurately.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So, and then Perry took, like, as the pirates were boarding, before all that happened even, Perry went down to the engine room, took control of the ship away from the bridge because he knew the pirates were going to sack the bridge. So they can't steer the ship. They can't turn the engine off. He shuts down all the power on the ship.
Yeah.
So the pirates can do nothing once they get to the bridge. And again, that was Perry doing
smart
all that stuff. The guy was the fucking shit. So, they end up at some point trying to exchange the pirate who's got his, throat slit, and his name was Abdulwali Muse. Mm-hmm. And they try to exchange him for the captain, but the exchange goes south and they end up taking the captain. They get on a lifeboat and they bail with the captain.
Well, from what I understand was it wasn't necessarily an exchange for the captain. It was, they gave them an exit strategy.
Oh, okay.
So they let the pirates think like, hey, we got your guy. We'll let your guy go, let our guy go, and we'll let you guys off with this. What is it? Like, safety boat, or they called it something. It doesn't look like a normal boat.
It's like, it was like a submarine looking thing.
No, it's,
I mean, it was like, it looked like the front fuselage of an airplane.
It's a lifeboat. I mean, it's, everyone refers to it as a lifeboat, but it's
okay,
not like
a lifeboat,
but it's not like it's a little rubber inflatable thing. It's
it looked like the submarines from Disneyland.
It looked like
fully
the front
covered,
of like
hard
a space,
shell,
like a spaceship, like like the front of it.
It's just,
it even had a flat back. It was really weird.
Weird, bright orange.
So they ended up, they ended up taking the deal, but they took the captain with
them. So they take the captain, they get on there, and they peace out, which was really their mistake, because if they would have just got on that boat and taken off, they all would have gotten away.
They would have left them go.
That was the part that made the actual crew members in real life get so upset, because he was depicted as a hero at that point. Mm-hmm. Like in the movie, that he said, like, oh, take me
with you
and all that. And they were like, no, we were just going to trade. And then the pirates didn't keep their end of the deal and they kept him.
See, but it gets, I'll fucking throw all this out right now. It gets worse because from what I looked into it, the reason that the crew ended up suing the merchant line that runs the place and all this stuff is because the several days, like while they were getting their piracy training, they had 11 memos sent from the insurance company and the shipping company saying, we currently advise a 600, like I said, a 600 mile avoidance
go
of Somalia.
Yeah.
The captain read it, did the calculations and said, that's going to cost us way too much money on fuel.
Yeah.
Some of the cargo is going to go bad. We're going to go 240 miles. And the crew even sat down and said, captain,
no,
we should not be doing this.
Yeah, in the interviews now, he says he doesn't know how many miles exactly it was. He rounds it up to 300. In the movie, he's like bashing them, like, those are just union workers that want to make the shortest trip and get the money, most money they can. And like, he's all, let's safety up, keep everything locked up, even when we're in port.
Right.
They make the captain seem like he's the guy and they're a bunch of lazy union dudes that just want to make the short trip and stay close to shore. And he's against it the whole time.
And from what I saw,
really, it was the crew who's
like, no,
don't do it.
Because I saw an interview with Perry, the badass engineer, and he said that once the movie came out and everybody went and saw it, that was when they all started talking and saying, this is fucking bullshit. Yeah. And that's when they started
they sued for,
to
yeah. put the, 50 million.
That's
or
when they put the suit yeah. out because yeah. they were like, this is ridiculous. This guy wasn't
Did
a fucking
win?
Hero.
They,
that I don't know.
They should have won.
I like, didn't know if it was still open ended or whatever.
I didn't watch the movie, but if it's portrayed like that, that's bullshit.
But they weren't suing the movie. They were suing the shipping company because all this fucking shit went wrong that shouldn't have gone wrong.
I gotcha.
Like and they were.
He had a really bad reputation too. Like no one wanted to sell with that guy.
Right.
Yeah. He was.
Right.
He's like
and he was known for like
pilot.
Ignoring everybody's like he would ignore your critiques
idea.
And
yeah,
all
yeah.
this different shit. So yeah, he wasn't. He shouldn't
they call
have
that Captain
by,
Complex. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I might have made that up.
He shouldn't have been played by Tom Hanks because yeah. he's no. too nice a guy.
No.
So
fuck Tom Hanks.
I liked him till lately.
Huh?
I liked him till lately.
Why?
Because he's willing to go down with this lie.
Oh, true.
Oh, because of his.
Yeah. He should have did some
He knew the story. Yeah.
He should have did some research. That's true.
One for the art, one for the money. That's
true.
The he probably shoplifts at Walmart and shit.
He probably does.
Forrest Gump was his last big hit.
So the because they took Phillips and because it was an American ship, the Navy, not one to fuck around, sends two guided missile destroyers after the lifeboat.
They were jamming.
So
those guys
that's
were,
the Halliburton and the other one?
The Halliburton and the Bainbridge both go in.
You
pursuit.
Said Halliburton like it was Halle Berry.
Well, it's spelled, it's H-A-L-Y-B-U-R-T-O-N. It's Halliburton. Not Halliburton. It's like
I got
Halliburton.
That
Halliburton.
Yeah. So they just
like somebody's name.
I mean, they're already in the area, but they dispatch two fucking guided missile. Well, it's the Gulf Coast. Like they're probably right. already getting ready to fire missiles and kill Iraqis, you know?
Oh, true.
So they end up sending them after the lifeboat. And for something like 90 hours, the boat is still sailing. They're being tracked by these Navy ships. So it's several days. And they've got food and they've got water and they've got fuel, but it's starting to run out.
Yeah.
And they're stuck in this lifeboat.
They're running out of cot.
Right. So, and they've run out of cot, which plays into the what's going on. And their plan is they want to meet up either with like other areas where pirates are on the ocean so that they can like get to where there's multiple hostages and then sort of blend together and they won't be targets anymore, or they want to get to shore. Like those are the two goals of the people in the lifeboat.
So plan A is stupid and plan B is stupid.
Well, plan B would actually work. Even the Navy would
if they got to Somalia,
if they get to shore, we're done.
They all look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing,
yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, if we get to shore, there's
and
nothing.
And I'm the racist one.
Yes.
Yes. The black guy is on my side.
So
you guys are lucky Tyrone's not.
I'm invincible right now.
So for 4 days, they have Phillips on the show. I was gonna say Captain Phil, but it's Captain.
I feel
Phillips.
Like I just got the star in Mario Brothers, and I'm invincible for a little while.
It's
like,
me.
Yeah, like I gotta say a bunch of racist shit real quick. Are you finished? That wasn't a cheers.
He finished his fucking.
What are you handing it to me?
Take it
before he throws up.
I have to tape it to the bottom of mine. I cannot believe you finished that. You want to finish this one?
No.
See how rowdy you.
You get? Said you were gonna finish it.
I did.
He's working on it. Yeah, that's you're still at the halfer. That's good luck. Yeah.
If oh.
Yeah. So
looked like it was kind of heavy still.
That initial stuff happens on April 8th. On April 10th, at one point, Phillips tries to escape because the ships are just right there. I mean, the Navy ships are right there. He knows if he can get off the lifeboat, they're going to pick him up.
If those dudes don't just start shooting AKs into the water.
But they did. They started firing AKs and he backed off and got back in the ship. They dispatched another ship, the USS Boxer, to come after it. And at this point, they, by cover of night, they secretly airdrop several members of SEAL Team 6 into the water. And the members of SEAL Team 6 end up getting, I think, onto the Bainbridge. And they just start posting up because it's like
we might put them on the boat. They had to land in the water and then get up on the boat. That's weird.
That's probably just SOP.
It's procedure.
Yeah, it seems cooler.
Yeah. So the pirates
How do you
had
know
sat
about
phones.
SOP.
What do you mean?
Standard operating procedure? That's like retail. You said a PetSmart. I literally, like a retail store, you have SOP manuals. Hmm. That's not like a military thing. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I know that, but.
Call of Duty, my
Did friend. You?
Call of Duty.
I don't play.
So by April 11th, which is Easter Sunday, they've been on a lifeboat at this point for 83 hours, and they're getting pretty close to shore, and they're running low on fuel and everything, so everything's starting to get tense. The Halliburton cuts them off and starts fucking with them and spraying fire hoses at them to keep them from being able to get to shore.
Yeah, steer them away. They fly a helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter thing was pimp, so they take a Seahawk helicopter, a big badass, like, multi-rotor helicopter, and it's flying, like, fucking 20 feet above the
lifeboat. They said the video doesn't do it justice. I watched that video. They're like, if you're in that thing, the sound and the like, turbulence
unbelievable.
That it creates. But I would be scared that dude would just open the hatch and start shooting the AK straight to the helicopter.
Yeah.
He did not,
they
though.
Fucking didn't. They were, I'm sure, they were just probably afraid to get out, too, because there's probably a gunner in the Seahawk aiming a fucking 50 caliber at the hatch.
That's true.
But, I mean, they're watch the...
fuck the captain. If he starts shooting, take him out.
If I had any idea what a Somalian accent was like right now, it would be on. I have no idea.
Umbaktu duck duck.
That is not it. That's like Swahili.
But no, I recommend watching a video.
Nuka nuka.
Because that fucking helicopter is like barely above the water and it's just fucking with this boat. And it said that it summons like basically hurricane force winds. And the whole point is to just keep pushing the boat, the lifeboat back.
Summons right there. I don't know if you use summons. I think it creates.
It summons.
No, that's,
I think so.
That's just a more sophisticated way.
I don't think so. I think you just mix nerd it summons with like
hurricane winds.
That's right. So
that is very nerdish, but
Yeah. So the helicopter lands, they keep doing different stuff. The Halliburton starts just like getting right in front of them, just like cutting them off. Like, fuck you. You're not getting to shore.
Sticking with them,
and at one point, one of the Somalis opens up the hatch and starts firing their AK-47 at the ship. And just no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Like the whole,
it's all plink, like, plink,
no
plink,
one
plink,
fires plink. Back.
Right. Like, you could even this is a destroyer. You could even
listen to audio. And like, one of the guys is like, shots fired, shots fired. And someone else is like, shots fired. Like,
what's he have?
Like, what? Hmm. So, like, no one's injured, and to the Navy's credit, they don't give a fuck. They don't fire back. They just keep busting balls and doing what they're doing because nobody gives a fuck about one Somali with an AK-47.
No.
And this is where they run out of gas.
You're not penetrating the destroyer's steel.
No.
It's not happening.
So they run out of gas. They've run out of drugs. They're running low on food, and they end up using this to negotiate to get gas and food and all this stuff, and they start making negotiations. There's an FBI negotiator who's talking to them.
We'll give you a tow. I don't believe
you have the fucking military.
Them. And one of the guys, did you already talk about that? The guy that was injured that went aboard the ship?
Are you not listening?
I wasn't. I was drinking Four Loko and making funny faces.
No, he didn't mention it yet.
No, I didn't mention it yet. So at this point, they agree. They say we want fuel, and they agree to bring them food and fuel and one of the Navy SEALs.
They didn't give them.
It was just
fuel.
Water, not fuel. Yeah,
they didn't give them fuel.
They put them in tow.
Right, but one of the reasons they did it is because one of the Navy SEALs just dressed not as a Navy SEAL was the guy to do the exchange, so we could look into the boat and be like, okay, that's where the captain is. That's what's up. Yep. That's what's up. So they do it as an intel move, and then they back up, and then shortly after, one of the guy who Perry fucking shanked is getting an infection because it's been several days.
He's actually the leader.
He is the leader. Yeah. And he needs medical attention. So they get back on the phone with them and they say, look, this guy needs medical attention. And they say, we'll put you in tow and we'll bring him on the ship and we'll give him medical attention. We don't want anything bad.
And they
to
say
happen.
They're going to tow him back to Somalia.
Right. They say, we'll tow you to Somalia. Yeah. You've got our guy. Don't worry about it.
I have to give the movie credit because I do remember that portion being so much tension, like
really?
So stressful. Everyone's so untrusting.
Imagine.
There was like an AK-47 on the captain's back. That one dude's like, I'm hurt. I have to leave. They're like, you're leaving. Like, it's just like, holy crap.
And again, and I saw an interview with one of the commanders on the ship, and he said, we made the decision to let the guy with the cut hand on because it was part of psychological warfare.
Right.
Because they get the guy on the ship and right on the deck where everyone on the lifeboat can see it, everyone like comes up, they're super friendly, they're treating his hand, they're giving him cold drinks.
Giving him water.
They're just laughing and hanging out. Yeah. And so all the people on this hot fucking boat are looking up
food.
And they're like, motherfucker. Like he's got like an umbrella in his drink.
They're fucking fanning him. They have him in a hammock.
Mumbai. Yeah. They just gave him a Sunny D.
They bring out one of the Navy SEALs in a wig and he just starts sucking his dick.
Woo. Yeah. Is that the Capri Sun? I'm just going to use my Saddam voice. Yeah. It's a Capri Sun. He gave it to him.
Yeah. So they end up using it as psychological.
God damn it.
Does he have an Arab voice?
Like, is that crazy? Is that crazy, Barry? That's my favorite flavor.
They're giving him Marmite. This is bullshit.
If they pull out Fig Newtons, it's all
over. Fig Newtons! They have Fig Newtons!
He gets to play Atari? Bullshit!
I think that was an original Game Boy.
Bullshizer!
Nope. Is that Smalley? I don't know.
So at one point, this all goes through. They start tripping because they're running out of Ket. So they're all getting seasick.
You said the guy that was cut on his hand. It was like neck.
It was both. His hand was what was getting infected. He got stabbed in the neck, and he grabbed the knife, so his hand was cut and his neck was cut.
I didn't hear about that.
He should have wiped with the other hand.
His hand was what was getting infected.
He was wiping his monkey poo.
Yeah. So they end up getting on a tow.
Monkey poo.
And at one point on April 12th, the pirates end up pointing their AK at Phillips. And for the past several days, there have been Navy SEAL snipers laying on the back of the ship, aiming guns.
This part was badass.
This is badass.
This is...
Brad and I were having like little girl giggles about this.
I don't
shit.
Get impressed so much, but this shit...
Unbelievable.
Fucking impressive.
Fucking unbelievable.
Both boats moving. Crosswinds.
Fucking impressive.
In tow. In motion.
I'm gonna fucking cry right now, guys.
Like the video they had like a simulation to show you exactly what the lifeboat was doing. And it was just like, oh.
Well, it was
my
the lifeboat. The big ship would go up, the lifeboat would go down and
to
fucking
the side,
back and forth
and
to the side. Yeah.
Unreal.
That's why I call bullshit on Ruby Ridge.
So
that guy was sitting fucking still. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
so there's three.
FBI sniper.
Yep.
Navy SEAL sniper.
Oh, there's three snipers.
Don't
on the,
fuck with the Navy SEALs.
On the Bainbridge's fantail, and they've been laying there for God knows how long, hidden. No one even knows they're there. And
the crew the crew on the ship didn't even know they were there.
So the
motherfuckers are badass.
Two of the pirates were like looking out the windows and were right there, and one of them was like down under the deck. So there was a Navy SEAL with two of the pirates' heads in their crosshairs, and the other one was just waiting until basically they were all ready to pull the trigger as soon as the third one saw a shot.
Yeah, so it was the plan was as soon as they all three had headshots, they were going to fire.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them had headshots.
The whole time.
The other one was
Which
waiting.
Which didn't necessarily have to occur at the same time. You know what I mean? It's the ocean.
No.
That's amazing that did happen. All the shots.
Well, it's because as soon as they come up and they're there and they're in the sights, done.
Right.
Like,
but one guy could be moving left, right, up, down. They're moving in motion. Well, it's crazy. That
just so happened because the seasickness drug was wearing off.
They're all sitting there.
The third motherfucker sticks his head out the window
to get some fresh air.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Blam.
And the thing is, and it's like, I mean, yes, this is amazingly impressive, but the thing that I wonder, which no one says, how long were those motherfuckers waiting for the shot?
Yeah. I think they were there they were on the boat for 90 something hours.
94, I think.
So I think they were there for a day and a half or a day.
Like just waiting
24
for the
hours.
Shot. Just waiting for
they
the
literally
shot.
Had, so they literally had two guys in sights the entire time waiting on the third guy.
And the third, and just waiting forever. Just like as soon as that motherfucker shows up, we're killing all of them.
And then
just
he was
sat
like,
there patiently.
Target confirmed. 3, 2, 1.
Bop.
Boom. All three motherfuckers dead.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Can you imagine being the captain though? Just all pop.
On two boats.
Yeah.
On two boats that were moving.
Yeah.
Like fucking. Yep. I'm impressed.
And Captain Phillips is just below deck.
I'm
like, oh, goddamn.
They should make a video.
Like, there's only certain moments I get impressed in my life. Like, one of them was like when the dildo gun was created.
Yeah.
Like, that was an impressive moment.
Yep.
Like, you can't duplicate that.
Yep.
This was another one of those moments.
Yeah. No, unbelievable. Like, I like the more I watch the shot.
We need video
just
for
like,
the fact of like me shaking my head or laughing or the shit that's going on while Dave just fucking barrels through when me and Brad are over here.
Yeah, because me and Bryn will lock eyes like trying to get our Indian accents across.
Yeah.
And Dave's like, you motherfuckers, stop just talking right shit about my friends.
They should make a video game where you have to, it takes 18 hours, but you're just waiting.
Yeah,
for that
an
shot.
Accurate sniper video game.
Oh my God.
And it's a two-player game because the other guy has to be sitting in front monitoring wind speed.
Yeah, but before you do that, you have to do actual 3 months of 12 hours a day of sniper
training.
7 days
a week.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Coriolis effect, the whole fucking thing. Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be a fun game.
They fucking drug you and you still have to make the headshot on fucking JFK. Like...
So yeah, so that's the story of that particular piracy thing, and that I think is what really kind of ended the Somalia piracy.
Yeah, they're like, nah, let's not fuck with Americans.
Let's not fuck with that shit because that was
like, why would you? Like the fucking Navy SEALs just took like literally days and days and days of fucking with them. And then the Navy SEALs took them out with 3 shots synchronized in seconds.
Unbelievable.
Fucking insane.
Yeah. And it isn't, and even just the craziness of like, it's not like there just happened to be some Navy SEALs assigned to one of those ships. They fucking flew in the middle of the night and did a water drop just to get on the ship.
I've always doubted. Because you always hear shit about the Navy SEALs. Like you always, oh, they're fucking crazy. They can hold their breath for fucking 900 minutes. All this shit about the Navy SEALs. I've always been like, I don't know. Like how crazy are they really?
Right.
I take it all back. Like my entire life of ever.
No, it's pretty crazy.
They're fucking badass.
I was reading a thing.
I want to be one, but
different,
I'm too old.
Different special operations and different things. And it was talking about like an equation of matching soldiers for soldiers, and they were like a one U.S. ground soldier equals X number of this country's soldiers because of their training, because of their gear, because of whatever,
which makes sense.
And the U.S. soldier always outranked the other soldiers by usually a 2-to-1 margin by like the next best country. Yeah. And then I was looking at this whole scale.
Though. That's probably our propaganda.
I think it's inaccurate because you need an accurate assessment before you send your
people. Russia motherfuckers and some Israeli motherfuckers.
Well, no. Yeah, but those are special forces.
Those are special forces. Okay. This is different just saying a typical
than a normal dude.
Yeah, a typical enlisted soldier.
Have you guys seen the fucking way that the Russians train though? They train with live rounds.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Let's hear your numbers, but I want to come back. Yeah.
Well, no, but the thing is, what I saw is it was looking at the typical U.S. soldier, and they outranked everybody else. And then the Navy SEAL from the thing I read, one Navy SEAL on the ground was the equivalent of 20 American U.S. soldiers.
I agree now. I have to say
that's ridiculous. So if you're doing a calculation as a general and you're like, we need 100 guys, it's like, so
we just need 10 Navy SEALs.
Just like 10 SEALs. Yeah. Like, no, 5. We just need 5 SEALs. Okay, cool.
True.
But they have the better equipment. I mean, they have fucking.
How many Demi Moores does it take?
The training. You have to think I think
she's like 22.
She's 22.
Yeah.
Because they get distracted.
That's distraction. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm distracted right now.
So yeah, the whole piracy thing is crazy. The shit that went down on that ship was crazy. I kept seeing some stuff about a conspiracy about the Maersk Alabama, and it's fucking weird, and it has nothing to do with this whole thing. Apparently, because all this shit happened in 2009.
Somehow Martha Stewart was involved.
No. But in 2014, the Maersk...
He didn't agree with me.
No. He only agrees with me, you stupid fuck.
Uh-oh. I think it was the way you delivered it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you say it like smart-assy.
Won't you feel like an ass when I tell you all about Martha Stewart?
No, I will.
Go ahead.
It was a chocolate chip conspiracy. They were bringing stuff across from Morocco, actually.
No. Keep going, Dave.
That's true.
Yeah.
The what? Two. So
wait
two
a minute,
Navy
wait
SEALs.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Two Navy SEALs. Now the Maersk Alabama hires retired Navy SEALs and retired Spec Ops to protect it, which a lot of ships do after.
They're worth like 12.5.
Yeah, they're like 12.5. Spent. Yeah.
So they got.
You're gonna get attacked.
You are. They got assigned to this, and apparently
you can find me.
They were found dead.
1931 I Street, Bakersfield.
Oh fuck! I just kidding, man. I was totally kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
They were found dead on the Seychelles Islands, the two Navy SEALs for this boat. And they were dead by heroin, apparently. And like every witness, the people on the ship, the families, they were like, these two did not do fucking heroin.
If you're,
like, they
if you're
were
ex-Navy
super
SEALs,
fit,
you're not
like
doing
everything.
Heroin.
But they died under weird circumstances, all this shit. And then there's some, and then I was like, okay, that's factual. I'm tripping on that.
So what they happened? Really did die.
They really did die, and it really was from heroin.
What the fuck?
And
how do you get the jump on a Navy SEAL?
But then people started saying that they think that prostitutes like got them drunk and then gave them heroin and do all this. And then it started saying that they were connected to the Chinese government, the prostitutes were, mm-hmm. and that because the Seychelles Islands are apparently apparently one of the big spots where U.S. drones fly from, and they were saying that they thought that the SEALs weren't retired SEALs but were current SEALs, and they were protecting a drone shipment coming on the Maersk, Alabama.
Oh, so the retired thing
that
was
also
like
had chocolate chips on it coming from right. Morocco.
But no, then, I'm, no, so, but no.
That's why Martha Stewart.
No.
Wait no. for it, because mm-hmm. at this point I'm still like, okay, let's see what's happening. And then it starts talking about the fact that all of it was done to help cover up the fact that Malaysia Air flight MH370 went missing, and that the death of the two Navy SEALs was a false flag to help hide the disappearance of the airline. Yeah. No. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
They landed on Tupac Island.
I could say that if the Chinese government killed the SEALs due to some covert operation. Okay, I believe that.
Or if they got drunk in a bar and some fucking scam hookers took them back, gave them heroin to zonk them out and steal their shit and it killed them.
Yeah.
I can see that. But yeah, piracy's a trip. It's a fucking big deal right now. The Maersk, Alabama. I'm really curious to watch the movie now because it's just called Captain Phillips.
Plus, Chinese people don't kill SEALs. Japanese people do. They club them in a bay.
No, I'm pretty sure Chinese people
do it too.
How do you club seals up in a tree?
Bay.
No, but the Japanese.
They're always up in a tree.
They have club throwing flamethrowers.
What? Kids.
Yeah.
Those are fucking.
Yeah, it's smart.
That is an inventive
smart
thing.
Yep.
I just made that word up. An inventive thing.
That's all I got.
That's all right, it. That's so all we got.
Maddie MCP25 has been hounding us for a couple weeks to tell.
For what?
To tell someone happy birthday, but. This guy deserves it because he makes some funny pictures.
Hold on a second. For a couple weeks, so somebody's birthday's passed.
No. He just knows that if I see a butterfly, that I'm going to forget. And I almost did. I had the whole time I was digging through
when's
social
the
media
birthday?
Trying to find shit.
When's the birthday?
It's on the 10th. So we're good. We made it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
we're late.
No.
Because this episode's going to be 7th.
That's all we could do.
It's the 7th today when we're recording.
I know, but that's as close as we could get. That's all he wanted. So that's not the birthday, though. Wally Frogmore. Which is Matt.
I know them on Twitter.
Yeah. Yes. It's Matt Eltringham. I'm Ooh. Probably butchering the fuck out of that. It's that guy, but.
I don't know. I don't look at profiles.
You should.
Brent, anyways. Don't have fucked up pictures on your profile because Brent secretly comes to me.
He's the guy that made this morning, fool. The Three Kings.
That's not this morning. That was been up for like 2 days.
Yeah. That's dope.
I just got it. Well, happy birthday, Matt. These guys are assholes. They don't appreciate you, man. I'm just trying to say it was 2 days
ago. No, I didn't say I didn't appreciate it. I'm assholing on your dates.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
See what I got to deal with to say happy birthday? I hope you guys appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Bill. What's his name?
Wally Frogmore.
Wally Frogmore.
Which is actually Matt.
Matt.
Eltringham, which I'm butchering, we know that. They call him Watt, apparently. W-O-T.
Who does?
Short.
Who's we?
They. The whole world.
Who?
His crew, 246 strong on Instagram.
Dave's just loving it. He's.
I'm fighting for you, Matt. I'm fighting.
No, happy birthday.
Moment of glory.
I drink Brad an entire Four longer. Locos, and I haven't eaten since lunch, so it's kicking in a little bit.
He's getting all Cuba right now. Someone posted that they went back and listened to the Cuba episode, and that Brad was an obnoxious bastard. That did happen this morning.
No. I agree. I am 100% in agreement with that statement because I was annoying myself. Literally, I was ignoring myself.
Sponsors.
Yeah.
Go. All right. So first off, don't forget the site is up. Our new shop is up. So if you need merch, go get merch.
www.com.
That is not correct, but
can't remember that.
Our Patreon will be up soon and you can get access to early episodes and all kinds of cool stuff. To our sponsors, we'd like to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can use code SOFAKING. They are available at Walmart, Target, most major grocery stores.
And before you, I know you hate me interrupting you on the sponsors.
I fucking love it. I want more.
There has been, you want more.
Give me fucking more. I love it about Four Loko, man.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah, those are like fucking gross.
Your interruptions are like burnt tires in my mouth.
No, this is relevant.
The souls there of a are thousand centrums.
Look at, there are people tweeting. They're finding El Yucateco at Target.
Yep.
So.
Which it don't matter because when we tour around the world.
That's true.
We're going to prove it. We're going to show you soon.
We are going to prove it.
Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. Apparently I missed a call, my fucking bad, but I'm going to pick up the stickers at 8 a.m. So yeah, so they're here.
Wait, you're saying they're here. People have already ordered. This is an episode that's going to come out later. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you call the future, we call the past.
Yeah, that's right. We are time traveling.
There's no more unethical treatment of elephants because there are no more elephants in the
future. That's true.
Right.
And we know this because we time travel.
To print. I said it.
Printdirtcheap.
I don't know how I fuck up when you interrupt me five fucking times. I don't know how I do it. I don't know why I would fuck up.
This is why I interrupt you.
Printdirtcheap.com. Use code SOFAKING. And thank you to DeLeon Graphics. DeLeon Graphics. Jesus Christ.
Just get through it, man.
Nah, man.
Keep going. We're so close. Just push it.
We're
come on.
So close.
DeLeon Graphics. Thank you for the t-shirts. Digital Creations, thank you for the mugs. Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu, you can log on to armhunter.com for geese and sexy ass instructional videos.
I did order my booty shorts.
Did you?
Yeah.
How do they fit?
So, I haven't got them yet.
I just want to see the front. But I don't care about the booty. I want to see the front.
They'll be on the Instagram.
Yeah. I want to see your skin pepper, like we call it last time. It's like a little jalapeno, like short and stubby, but made out of skin.
I told you I'm European. Have you seen them statues?
Thank you to
That's
everyone.
What I got. That's
Thank
what
you
I'm
to
packing.
Everyone who has ordered on the merch store. We'll be me and Brad are gonna get more Four Loko and finish all the shipping tonight.
It's
actually
gonna be rough. Yeah,
we'll get it done.
No, and which is in the past. You're hearing this.
Way
your stuff's
this.
Way been shipped.
Yeah. Right. All right. That's all I got.
All right. Don't drink Four Lokos.
God. And,
ugh, not the gold.
No, none of them.
Just go They're lick horrible. Your tire and drink some Listerine.
Or lick a fucking cat's ass.
Yeah.
Something, but not Four Lokos. Go get a Cobra.
Thanks, Steven.
And chill out.
Yep.
Or some fucking good whiskey. That's it. Don't be a fucking retard.
Dead men tell no tales. Push the daisies till the sawn is stale, and the powder blue tops for the farmer's sale. Mr. Pixie with the carp and kale. Once upon a time in the days of yore, when the people lived fresh in a legend and folklore, there was an old pirate who piloted a vile slang, had a bird perch on the swashbuckle to sing. Peg leg navigator starboard to port, by the nautical starry nail in the harbor is yours. You should tell him where you situate the gold. This unless you like a vacation with Davy Jones. Like Hook, Plank, but the Shark Tank, maroon the millionaires, consume the souvenirs. And while the shiny spoils pile higher every year, he was suffocating slow in the box of a buccaneer. 10 summers prior on a night like this, crow's nest stole something that floats to the boat's west. Sworn blew him a kiss when he focused in the face of an angel upon the body of a fish. What the heck, frazzled a telescope, shattered, gathered himself. She was ghost, he was down the rope, ladder to deck. Circled the vessel to 360, swiftly found nothing in the water but salt, piss, and whiskey. Yar, echoed by the swabbies at the bar, he'll be the laughing stock of the Barbary Coast War. Like this dude, either got two glass eyes, or he wearing his patch on the wrong side. So we write plenty, pillage any feud, any brawl. Try to rekindle his rep via sabers and gun smoke. And Vato was fine, though he never told us cutthroats. Meanwhile, back in the now, got a brand new skillet and crew on the move now. When they aren't manning, dirty burning cannons, stern and bow, they are pouring shiny metals at your mouth. Okay, youth, wings, old age, child of wisdom and disease. Like the scurvy made his yellow gums bleed, and he was eggy from his boots to the feather in his hat. Till his quartermaster showed up with a stolen treasure map. One look down and left off the dock. See if you can guess where X marked the spot. The capital was buried at sea in a cursed cave. Only one mop of women seen the anchors up, hoist the Jolly Roger. Thank you, watch day and night with his hook hands raised and clutched. But see, the vitamin deficiency was strong. So by the time they bumped into the island, he could barely lift his grog. Crawled off the boat, collapsed in the sand. Prayers in the air, seashells in his hand. And every hot tide so grand is the one that put the lady of the lake on dry. Look, 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 and I wish I could tell you that it landed happy. Pretend like his bones weren't practically snapping. Pretend like her gills didn't dry up and suffer. But that's a half-dead pirate and a fish out of water. No lies, outside. I got a million more from the burgundy lighting above the shores of whores. Before you pitch the grinder, go to swell those sails. Remember, dead men tell no tales. And a pad of blue tops for the farmer's sale. Mr. Big Sleep with the coffin kale.
Into the sea.